face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the home of the game.
Patriots!
And these guys, Toucher and Rich, on Boston's home for sports, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub, no!
It's the Bagel Awards.
Did that count?
Yep.
With Joey Bag of Money.
And the other.
Okay. Get help today.
And Fist of Cash, the chef.
Oh, yeah. 98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. You can watch the show and complain about it on twitch.tv. Search for 98.5, the Sports Hub. The Twitch favorite, Joe Murray, is in studio. Dan Livshat's in studio. They are the Bankroll Boys. They're brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings has a shot at millions of dollars in total prizes up for grabs this week. Download DraftKings now. Use code SPORTSHUB during sign-up and start feeling the sweat like never before. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. There was a guy who had won $1 million on DraftKings based on a sack by the Chicago defense on Jared Goff. And then it was determined that it was not a sack because the receivers were blocking downfield and it was a play action.
Oh.
They determined that it was a designed run, so the man did not. But there you go, a man had.
What did he win? What was
$3,300?
Oh man!
But other people won $1 million. So other people won $1 million. So
yeah,
that's
not a DraftKings thing. That is a score, like the way that it was scored. Oh, that's gotta suck for that guy.
Happens in fantasy football too. Like, you know.
Well, that was it. It was a fantasy football thing.
Yeah,
yeah. It was the guy had the Bears defense.
Ugh.
And that sack would have given him the victory.
That's the worst swing maybe ever I've ever seen.
Well, that's why
from
I heard
a million to $3,000. Like, it's...
Well, you guys had a
think of how irresponsible week. You could be if you had $1 million. Just if you won $1 million, like, that gives you so much time of being irresponsible.
Yeah, you'd be blowing money fast.
Yeah, because you don't have to worry about anything. You just have $1 million. You just... After taxes and everything, all the rigmarole and crap, you're probably sitting there with $650,000.
What would you do? Would you clear it or would you take the payments?
I'd take the payments.
Me too.
I'd take the payments, but I wouldn't worry about saving any money. I would just, you got that all covered. All right. So Rich, they had a good week, you said?
A massive week. Is this the best week that you have had in the history of the Bankroll Boys segment on Toucher and Rich?
I think it's
one of them.
Two or three best. Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell everyone what your record was.
We went 11-0-1 this week. The push that we had was the extra point missed by the Browns. They scored a touchdown with like 11 seconds left. Everyone was so excited he misses the kick.
Now, is this because you guys just got, like, I don't want to say lucky, but, you know, you've talked about at the beginning of the year how sports have been very tough with the whole way things are running, you know, COVID-wise and all that. This has been a really tough year. Are you guys now figuring out a formula on how to pick winners in this strange thing after 8 weeks? Or, what do you attest to this?
I mean, for me, it was just we started off terribly, and, you know, there's progression to the means. I mean, you know, if you start off terribly, and we did. We had a you know, 3 or 4 weeks where we couldn't win, and the last, you know, couple weeks we've – you know, kind of started getting back up towards the mean. So last year we hit like the first like 7 weeks of the season, we like couldn't lose. We hit like 80-something%. It was ridiculous. And then, you know, the final few weeks of the season, we were not, you know, we were probably hitting, you know, 3-4, 4-5. So there was regression there. And, you know, right now we're just having progression because we started off poorly and, you know, it's kind of going the other way.
I think the NFL, you can figure out which teams are not good against the spread. You just fade them. The other thing, too, is the Big Ten opened up last week, so there was more games to pick. I've been riding Coastal Carolina every single week.
Oh, you got it.
Here we go.
Literally, it's like Alabama, Clemson, you know,
and then
Coastal Carolina. The Roosters. The
Chanticleers.
The Chanticleers by the Roosters. Alice in Chains is my favorite band, so I've been riding the Roosters all year long. Literally, they're 5-0 or whatever
Rooster.
It is.
You're like Chara after the loss of the Stanley Cup Finals, riding the Rooster over at Canopy Lake Park of Doom in a circle. This is what happens in life.
All right.
Wow, so Coastal Carolina. All right.
I like, I'll tell you this, is I like the Patriots a lot this weekend.
What's your line right now? Because I've seen it bouncing around for this weekend's Pats.
3.5's legit.
Okay.
I think 3.5's legit. Guys, I faded the Pats last week. Here's the deal. You got, and this brings up a little bit of your discussion. They win this week. They play the Jets next week. They're 4-4. I think they should sell and compete, like sell off and compete. Like, you know, if you keep Tooney, whatever, but if you want to trade Gilmore, go ahead. You want to trade Burkhead or whatever, do it, but you can still compete.
Yeah,
I agree. AFC East is still there. I don't think they're going to win it.
That's fine.
But you can get them right now. You think they're going to win. All they have to do is beat Buffalo twice. The Jets one more time and the Dolphins one more time. Or the Jets twice.
Yeah.
But, like, they can easily win the AFC East. It can happen.
Oh, yeah.
It's plus 450 if you want to do it right now. $100 get you 450.
And Buffalo's wins have been less than a, I mean, Buffalo's wins have been terrible, too. I mean,
oh, really, yeah, they're terrible.
They're not good. They got, I mean, honestly, if it's anyone but the Jets last week, they lose. The Rams game, I'm still going to go back to that. They got bailed out by the refs. If the refs don't call that defensive pass interference, which is not defensive pass interference, they're, you know, 4-3, and the Patriots are right there.
They hung in there with the Chiefs and then got beat late.
Yeah, I don't even think that game
The Patriots can run on them this week. They can run on them. The problem is Buffalo going to stuff the box? I think they can beat Buffalo this week. I don't think the offense is good. And
dude,
I've said
don't
this
make me put money on this. The more you're talking about it, the more you're convincing me that I should put some cash. Because I don't think they're going to win it either. But, I mean, listen, you're right. They can beat Miami one more time. They can beat the Jets twice, obviously. Man, they were so bad, though, over the last couple of weeks.
Serious question. What's going to change on offense?
Nothing, but Buffalo is – Buffalo, having watched Buffalo, unfortunately, play three times – you know, Allen can do whatever, and then he'll make horrendous mistakes.
It's not even my confidence in the Patriots, because it's not. It's my lack of confidence in the other three teams.
Well, that's what I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's the Patriots for me. If the Patriots schedule coming up is brutal.
It's brutal, yeah.
They can win the next two before.
I wouldn't put money on them winning the East. I just like them in this game in particular. Yeah. I like them
in
this
particular
game.
Vegas did last week, too, and look what happened. So, I get you.
I didn't like them last week.
I think
like
Buffalo should be favored this week.
Yes, they should be.
But this is the Patriots season. If they want to make any type of impact, or this is it this week, I'm not backing them.
So you're not putting – so you, the 3.5 points, how would you bet this week?
I mean, I think this is the Patriots season. I'm not putting money on the Patriots until I see that they can move the ball on offense. Right now, I think Cam Newton's hurt. They're not saying it. I'm not going to back Cam Newton.
All right, so you don't like the game. You don't like the game. All right, very good. What do you like?
What do you like, Dan? Well, we got a game tonight.
Yeah.
Thursday night football. It's nothing crazy.
Have to like Carolina, though, correct?
Carolina's 2.5 against Atlanta. Now, how you have to look at it is Carolina's a team that just covered against a team that just lost outright in the worst way. They tried to go down to the goal line. They didn't let the time run out, and then you give Stafford the football. That's a terrible loss.
I mean, that's on Todd Gurley. Like,
that's on Gurley.
He was told not to do it. Yeah, yeah. As a matter of fact, have you seen the video now of him being instructed not to score a touchdown?
In fairness, that was not right before the play. That was two plays before, so Todd Gurley had time to forget.
He did?
He did. I know. What, you don't think I follow the beat writers in Detroit? I know everything that happened in that game.
So, I mean, I would lean Carolina normally in these games. What was it last week? We had the under, which snuck by. Woof! Snuck in that Giants game.
I'll tell you, that was a woofer.
It was.
I mean, it should not have been even that close. I think there were like 30 points with a few minutes left, and all of a sudden there's like touchdown.
Yeah, all right. You got to be more declarative here. When I say who do you like, you say the first thing you say is who you like.
Give me the Chiefs minus 19.5 against the Jets.
Okay, you like the Chiefs minus 19.5 versus the Jets because the Jets are terrible against the spread.
Okay, So it's dipped because at one point it was above 20.
It was 20 and a half.
Which I couldn't remember. Apparently, John looked it up, and there have been several games recently that were over 20. But still, I mean, you think that Kansas City is going to beat the Jets by more than 19 and a half points?
Yes.
Okay. You don't think there's even a hesitancy that they might take their foot off the gas.
The majority of the numbers that much don't get covered, correct?
They don't. I saw a trend on that this week. But no, this is the Chiefs.
I understand.
They're at home.
Yeah. I know all about that stuff.
They're going to rock them.
But you don't think this is a game that at some point they just start resting guys after they get up?
All of a sudden, the final's 28-10.
I think Buffalo could have covered last week if Tyler Bass hits, another field goal in there. They score a touchdown.
Oh, no, they could not. I mean, they got lucky that they were even remotely close.
Buffalo, I don't care. They should have covered.
If Buffalo scored a touchdown is saying a lot because Buffalo is a catastrophe down there.
Lifshatz, you taking Kansas City?
No, I'm not taking Kansas City. I'm staying off that game because it's just all you need is Kansas City to basically not play Mahomes in the second half. And,
the backup quarterback throws a pick six to make a 28-3 game, 28-10. Yep.
Yeah, we've seen that, Jared Stidham.
I've seen that. I'm telling you. I'm taking the Chiefs.
All right. Who do you like, Lifshatz, this week?
In the NFL, or do you want college? Because
I don't care.
Okay, good. Okay, fine. I'll go to college because I'll let Joe handle the NFL. I'll go SMU this week against Navy.
Southern Methodist?
The death penalty.
Yeah, coming off of a loss to Cincinnati where they were garbage, and now they get a Navy team at home.
Off a loss.
Right. But again, Navy has been, in my opinion, a little bit overvalued. They had a good win against ECU a couple weeks ago, but ECU's starting quarterback was out. Their whole team got hit with COVID, and so that was pretty bad. Now Navy's going, on the road to SMU, and SMU absolutely needs a win. They open at 16.5. It's down to 12.5. I'm going to fade the sharp money, the steam, whatever you want to call it. I'm going to take SMU in the 12.5 because I think they win this game by two touchdowns, and I think they probably win by 20-plus.
Shane Buechele, quarterback of SMU.
Yeah. There's a bet I see on your list here that I think I want to make because now I'm looking at the schedule, and I'm thinking this might be decent. And that is that the Jets finish without a win. Now, so the one thing that always scares me around, and by the way, no is minus 400. Or will they finish 0-16? No is minus 400. Yes is plus 250. And the reason that I think that this is something that could happen, because a lot of times, a team that might be winless will play a team that has nothing to play for at the end of the season, and they'll get a cheap win here. Dude, they're playing the last two games are the Browns and the Patriots. And couldn't you see both of those teams needing to win those two games to get into the playoffs? Yeah. These are going to be important games at the end of the season. And the Rams are the third of the last, and they're probably going to be somewhere around there too. I might take that bet that they go winless this year.
Plus 250.
Yeah, let's put $200 on that. Ooh, sure.
And the Scorigami did hit last week.
Yeah, hey! I saw that. It was 39-29. I saw that.
Jags and who was that? Jags and Chargers.
Jags and no one was
so on. The Scorigami is for the rest of the season.
It's we can keep it rolling too.
There you go, boy.
Yeah, let's put another $100 on that.
All right,
sure.
So you won 250. I think we lost the Degenerate Special.
Yeah, so I actually forgot to look until this morning because I completely forgot about it. Yeah, I lost.
So you're 250 for balance.
I didn't bet a Degenerate Special.
Fred decided to bet it for you.
All right, how much did he lose me?
500.
All right, Jesus, Fred. No more Fred betting my money. None. All right? I'm telling you that right now emphatically.
I'll do it.
No one bets my money but me. So I'm minus 250? I win the Scorigami and I lose my $500? All right. I don't even know what I bet on Fred bet on.
I get two things. Wait, real quick, who do you think would be the coach of the year right now in the NFL?
Tomlin.
Yeah, Tomlin's
I mean, he's the favorite, but... I don't know why. I still feel like it's Vrabel.
I was going to say
Cliff Vrabel. Kingsbury. Yeah. They're not going to give it to Vrabel because of the way they handled COVID. They're not going to give in Arizona, it's going to fall apart.
Good point. Good point about
I don't know. Arizona, great win against Seattle.
What are Kingsbury's odds?
Kingsbury's plus 1,000 along with Vrabel.
Cliff Kingsbury is my pick.
All right. All right.
Give me a Degenerate Special that I can bet on.
Okay, I got to warn you, Reg. I'm 0-2 the last 2 weeks here, so,
That's what you're due then.
Hold your nose. All right, we're going back to South Korea. I'm going to get off the South Korean soccer
when
is schneid.
That season end?
Is this the South Korean degenerate special? It's like it's always South Korea.
Yeah, I mean, listen, right
I'm
now,
not
right?
Playing, you win
are
money.
The playoffs.
So,
I mean, where are we?
I got to ride the league because we got like 2 weeks left, okay. maybe less. I think maybe like a week and a half now.
What do you got?
We're going
names of teams that I've never heard of.
All right, we're going Pohang and Sangju Sangmu over three. Okay,
let's go Pohang. All right, sure. Let's
over
put,
three.
Let's put 250 on that because I'm in the hole. So I got a 250 degenerate special bet. I've got 100 on a Scorigami, and I've got 200 on the Jets to finish 0-16. All right, you guys got that written down in my ledger?
I'm Joe.
I got you. We're good.
It's right there.
All right, good.
All right.
And the Red Sox plus 4,000 2021. Yeah, walling you in?
Yeah, go burn some money.
That seems low to me.
Yeah, make it a million. Who cares? Yeah. All right, there you go. We'll find out how they did. You can watch or listen to them, I'm sorry, on...
tonight, podcast.
This but
Saturday show.
And Saturday from 7 to 9 a.m., you can hear... The Bankroll Boys, you can get the over-under 98.5 podcast at 98.5thesportshub.com and 98.5thesportshub.com app. Everyone loves the Bankroll Boys. Dan Livshatz, Joe Murray, thank you so much for coming in. We'll be back. Paul Feinbaum, we didn't get a chance to explore what's going on in his Hillbilly show. Feinbaum's great, but his callers are the show. We will have that for you in just a moment.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Hey, it's Maz. Are you tired of small inconveniences that always turn into big headaches at home? Well, my friends at Rodenizer Home Services can make small fixes like repairing leaky faucets, adding or replacing electrical outlets and lights, or clearing slow drains that will provide big comfort for your home. And with over 10,000 five-star reviews, Rodenizer's expert technicians are just a call away and ready to fix those inconveniences at your home. Experience the difference with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today. That's Rodenizer Home Services. Nice people, great service since 1928.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's become painfully clear.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
.985 The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. Paul Feinbaum is a man, Rich, who has got it. He's got good instincts. You got to give it to him because he knows that when the Hicks call in, you shut your trap and you let them go.
You let them roll, and boy, they call in. If you don't know Paul Feinbaum, it is a show almost completely centered on college football, and it's broadcast in the heart of SEC and ACC country, which means most of the calls start like this.
Hey, Paul. Man, I love you.
It's usually a lazy tongue. And
I love family people.
Mouth agape, a lot of Cletuses calling in, but give Paul Feinbaum, as you said, all the respect in the world because he's smart enough to know that these guys are the stars. Let them do their thing. Now, there's been many a laid back caller, many an angry caller, and we got one that we listened to the beginning of yesterday. We didn't get to finish, and this is a gentleman. Oh, I forget what his name is. Let's just call him Leroy. I think that's his actual name. I might be right.
Right.
I think his name was Leroy.
All right, so
Jerome. I'm sorry, his name was Jerome who called in.
All right, so it doesn't matter what his name is, and you can figure out what he's talking about. Here we go.
I totally agree. I think if you're a realistic, Alabama fan, which this next guy isn't.
So much I don't want to talk about Fab, I can damn explode. You know that?
Yes, exactly, and that's why we're playing this, is because of what this guy's got to say. And you just heard it right there. He's got something to say. And he's going to say it. Paul Feinbaum is not letting him talk. And finally, Feinbaum gets the message due to the impact of this man's first statement.
Okay, I may not have. Okay, so I cut. You have to understand, this wasn't mid-call. He has not introduced this gentleman yet. Right when this clip starts is when he's hung up on some woman who called in and was actually very polite. So this is in radio. Sometimes what happens is you press a button that's on hold, and you put them live on the air before you even address who they are. So what, like, Fred, you obviously know, you put somebody who you see in line two, Jerome. And so you put him on air while you're finishing up what you're saying about the last person. And then you go, all right, Jerome, on line two, welcome to the show. This guy didn't even wait to be introduced. He just heard that he was live on the air because you hear a little, you know, when they press you to put you on, and just started talking.
Well, he has a couple seconds before Morris Day comes back out and asks him to hold the mirror. Jerome is the guy from the time with the mirror.
Yes.
All right, so here we go.
I totally agree. I think if you're a realistic, Alabama fan, which this next guy isn't.
So much I don't want to talk about Feinbaum, I can damn explode. You know that? Hear me? I might call you 2, 3, 4, 5 times for the day over with. I got a lot of stuff to get out of my damn chest.
Well, go ahead.
You got one caller calling in talking about when Litton gonna leave. He ain't going no damn well.
That's right. That's right. And he said just as much in his political science class that he was teaching just moments before this call. Indeed.
I would love for...
One
of our diehard listeners to just transcribe this. I would mind actually reading what he's saying. To the best of what you... I mean, it's almost like transcribing Vince Neil in concert. I don't think that every word's an actual word. It might just be guttural sounds. But either way, I would like to see them written out.
You got one caller calling in talking about when Litton gonna leave. He ain't going no damn well. Hear me? Y'all been worried about when he gonna leave since damn 2007. Just sit back and just watch these damn ass whooping. That's what y'all do.
But can we sit back and watch the wee wah woo ass whoop? I mean, I don't know.
Just sit back and just watch these damn ass whooping. That's what y'all do.
I don't know if we can just sit back. I don't know if we have to get crazy here.
Because he goes, if I want to sit back and watch while we ass whooping.
I mean, I've often seen a ass whooping, but I don't know about a wah-wee-wah ass whooping.
Then you got other ladies just call here talking about, well, Waddle, we don't miss Feinbaum. We ain't going to make damn miss Waddle. You mean? Bless Waddle. Harley,
bless Walla. Walla Walla, wee wah Walla. Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
McConaughey, you are listening to, you're a big Texas Longhorn fan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, maybe. Yeah, so Leroy, is Leroy speaking the truth?
Mm-hmm.
I know. Very good.
Well, we ain't going to make damn Miss Waddle. You hear me? Bless Waddleholic. Matter of fact, let's just say.
Well, he's at least a Waddleholic.
He said we're not going to do it.
That's what it sounded like to me.
He said we're not going to do it mid-wobble. So, like, while you're wobbling around, you don't want to do anything. You could fall and you could break something.
I thought he said we're down with the Waddleholics.
That's what I heard.
He's a
Waddleholic. Matter of fact, let's just say a prayer for Waddle. God,
can we say a prayer for Waddle and that bum ear of his?
He said say a prayer for Waddle. He's a Waddleholic saying a prayer for Waddle.
Yep. If this guy was on trial for something, you could convince the jury he had said anything. Well, if you recall the Feinbaum show, he confessed to a lot of stuff.
That's right, all the jurors.
That's what y'all do.
The transcript. Right. Sorry, I need another copy of the transcript.
Well, everyone slow down. Here is him praising John Wallach on another radio show, which is quite the subterfuge.
Hear me? Bless Waddle. Matter of fact, let's just say a prayer for Waddle. God, we do what we just want to say. We just hope you protect Waddle through this injury, this fracture or break, and hope he get well and heal. But right now, we ain't got time to worry about him.
He hopes he gets well in the
ear. Wait a minute. He hasn't got time to worry about me? Wait a minute.
No, he said he hopes you gets well in the ear. So obviously he knows the stuff that went on.
Yeah.
He's been obviously logging on to 98.5thesportshub.com and listening to our podcast where it has your ad.
Yeah, he's got his Commodore 64. He's got the phone and the modem right now.
Hear me? Bless Waddle. Matter of fact, let's just say a prayer for Waddle. God, we do what we just want to say, we just hope you protect Waddle through this injury, this fracture break, and hope he get well and heal. But right now, we ain't got time to worry about him. You hear me? Because they've been telling me about Javon Baker and the rest of them all summer long, Fine Bone. All summer long, they've been telling me about them big dogs down there. Put him on the damn field. You hear me? Put him on the damn field. Y'all talking about Clemson. What is he going to do against Clemson? Nothing. Ain't gonna do a damn thing. Clippers lost their top two receivers.
Hey, Jerome, one question, started. Jerome.
I mean, the ethics departments of these two universities have a long-standing, mm-hmm. Really. All right. John, go ahead.
I want my cigarettes.
He said, Fred? Sounds like the husband of the I Need the Cigarettes woman.
Cigarettes.
Remember the woman in the trailer who wanted the cigarettes?
I do need cigarettes, yes.
If you could find that.
Hicks
all sound the same. There's no doubt about it.
What happened? Wait, what happened the last time Alabama met Clemson?
You know what? Let me tell you something, Bob. I want all the damn Clemson fans to go out there in front of y'all damn cemetery or grave, wherever y'all football field at, and go ahead and damn dig your grave. You hear me? Because in a few damn months, we're going to throw that damn 44 to 16 in the damn graveyard. And
you can't bury all those things. They just won't fit. Mm-mm. Escalabala 16 shot? I mean, come on.
I just called 911 telling them they missed some cigarettes. I need some cigarettes.
These Hicks.
That was y'all do.
And Feinbaum understands every word. He's sitting there and he can translate it all.
You hear me? Because in a few damn months, we're going to throw that damn 44 to 16 in the damn graveyard and cover that crap up, Babo. You hear me? Now, Paul, I got pressing damn stuff to get with you. You know what? I heard your interview today with Kirby. What you know? Really? Really, Paul? Now, if that was little Nick, you've been trying to be rude and harsh and everything to him, but you just gave Kirby a pass. Why is that?
I like Kirby.
I get to be you and say, we're going to do it like this, Paul. You ain't going to get a chance to go home and talk about, baby, I wish I would have asked Kirby this. We're going to go ahead and ask him now. Let's welcome this doggone loser here to the damn Fine Bomb Show.
I mean, he should have asked that. Kirby, now that I have you on the phone, skip it up, oh, I had a feeling you were going to ask me that. Well, Kirby, I mean, you are here, and I owe it to my listeners. Play that again. Play that again.
It's the Scat Man.
Oh, boy, I lost my place. All right, hang on. Dan, talk to my ear.
Yeah, we're gonna do it like this, Paul. You ain't gonna get a chance to go home and talk about, baby, I wish I would have asked Kirby this. We're gonna go ahead and ask him now. Let's welcome this doggone loser here to the damn Fine Bomb Show. Now, you know what, John Kirby? You a doggone joke. You hear me? So you can ask Kyle Cochran. I hope you do. I hope you get to the SEC championship with him.
I mean, someone has to ask Johnny Cochran. At least if how he figured out to do the glove thing.
Who's someone he yelling at here?
Well, no, he said to go to the cemetery and dig a grave. Maybe he's calling for people to dig up Johnny Cochran to talk to Kirby Smart, the coach of Georgia.
That sounds like a plan, I would think.
I mean, there's a lot of dead bodies involved in this thing, I got to tell you. Far too many dead bodies, too many corpses that I'm not comfortable with it.
Southern Scat Man.
Scat Man. That was my superhero. Scat Man. Just keep it all. I humiliate me.
You know what? I hope you do. I hope you get to the SEC championship with him, because we're going to whoop your ass again. Or Alabama going to whoop your ass again. So get there with him. Kudos. Now, next question.
I like that we, because yeah. he's looking at that Alabama degree and smiling.
I just love.
He's pumped so much money into that university through his graduate work.
I mean, there's the Scatman Wing, you know, of Alabama, the Southern Scatman Wing.
The School of Ampersand exclamation point parentheses.
The School of Skip Up. Wait, did you hear how he ended that? He goes, now, next question.
Yeah, I know.
He's being interviewed.
If he was a cartoon, his bubble would just be a squiggly line.
Let me tell you something, Bob.
Now, you're the one that asked the question. I'm sorry. What was that?
How long do you think it'll be for the fans in Georgia to want you out of there?
I've had enough of this interview. I'm done with this interview. I'm not doing anymore. This interview is officially over. We'll be right back with much more.
All right. Well,
even 5-0 was like, all right.
I can't understand them now.
They're out there voting like there's no tomorrow. They're out there counting just as much as you and I. Just not being able to talk. Just fantasizing about colleges that they're about 8 grades away from even touching. That elusive 13th grade of theirs.
So he said, imagine a conversation between this guy.
Man, Bob, I don't care about you nowhere. Let me tell you something, Bob.
And this guy.
You led the Dodgers to a World Series victory.
Leroy, I'm questioning your ability to talk.
Now, if that was little Nick Cuban been trying to be rude and harsh and everything to him, just gave Kirby a pass, why is that?
Justin was a positive. He was immediately isolated to prevent spread.
The thing is, Leroy's not drunk. I don't think on any amphetamine. I think Leroy is just full on his love of his beloved University of Alabama, where he spent so many years matriculating.
Yep, he's just filled with the hillbilly fan love.
Yep, he's that college might as well be on the moon as far as it concerns his ever getting near there. I mean, Alabama literally could be like in the Milky Way, and it would be just as likely that he would go there.
That guy watched The Water Boy and thought it was a documentary.
Yep. Maybe it was. Maybe that's where Sandler got the idea, listening to the Feinbaum show. All right, we'll be right back. Major League Baseball is in a very fortunate position based on current events that they could make some mistakes, and I will explain my thought process
just
on this.
Just sit back and say, watch these damn ass whooping. That's what y'all do.
Thank you, Leroy.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot, and the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement, 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Hey, it's Maz. Are you tired of small inconveniences that always turn into big headaches at home? Well, my friends at Rodenizer Home Services can make small fixes like repairing leaky faucets, adding or replacing electrical outlets and lights, or clearing slow drains that will provide big comfort for your home. And with over 10,000 five-star reviews, Rodenizer's expert technicians are just a call away and ready to fix those inconveniences at your home. Experience the difference with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today. That's Rodenizer Home Services. Nice people, great service since 1928.
Now, more Touch Rich. On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I want to thank God. I want to thank my teammates. Number one, baby, we did it. Does COVID make you gain a lot of weight, or is it just me?
Ha! Ha!
Yeah, I peed on the stick, but the results didn't come back till mid-game. Said right there on the test, POS. Hell, I'm superstitious now. I won't even get on the field without COVID.
Ha!
I may be asymptomatic for COVID, but you know what I'm not asymptomatic for? Winning, baby. Number one. Pass me the trophy, fellas. I want to cough on it.
This one's for you, COVID.
I don't see what the big deal is. I quarantined for 2 innings. I know Dr. Fauci says 14 innings, but I'm not going to trust a guy that can't even throw out a first pitch.
Ha!
COVID-19 corner pocket. Hey, let me spit on the Gatorade before we dump it on Coach. We were celebrating all night, too. Cigars, dancing, coughing on each other's kids. I mean, you couldn't tell where the champagne stopped and the spittle started.
Ki!
And who cares anyway? We got the whole offseason to get better. Just put some hydroxychloroquine in your monster and go back to practice. Yeah, I didn't wear a mask for the picture. The beard filters most of it out anyway. I'll see you at the parade.
I had to run up the stairs. I had a downstairs maintenance issue.
Well, look at you. Look at you. You're not out of breath. You're good. Look at you.
I had I had a cleanup on aisle 10 that I took way longer.
Oh, my. All right.
You know the issues that I was having?
Yeah, no, not a problem. Green light?
Yeah, and it's a new scene since I've stopped drinking. It's a whole new scene down there.
I'm just
things
happy.
Start kind of moving a little bit smoother. Is
well,
that what you're saying?
Nothing, yeah. Nothing moved at rehab, and they didn't have laxatives, and so nothing moved for a long time at rehab. And now, like, things have been kind of. I think your gut flora has to get going and everything like that again. And I was telling John off air because, I mean, I wasn't ready to share at the time, but I was having some troubles, and everything's now, like, oddly normal, but I just went downstairs, and what I thought was going to be a quick job turned into I might be late for this break because it's worth being late for the break not to have the consequences if I rush.
You didn't know how many cars were in line before
No, I knew how many. The cars left the station right away. It was the cleanup that was a sitch.
I got you.
All right, Justin Turner, Johnny Wall game. What is the latest on him? He got the COVID, and then
he was pulled. He a second test. He tested positive before Game 6 of the World Series. They tested him again, and it popped positive. It confirmed the positive test in the second inning of Game 6 last night. He was pulled from the game later. Quarantined in a doctor's office during the game, but later after.
Stop because that's. That's different than what I heard. So he tested positive before the game? And
yes, this is a confirmation.
And the confirmation was in the second inning?
Yes.
Okay, because what the story was up to just recently was that he found out in the team found out in the second inning that he had tested positive, and they had a retest during that time, and it was the eighth inning that they got a confirmation that it was a second.
You know what? Maybe I'm reading it wrong, Rich. I think you might
be no surprise.
Yeah.
John screwed it up.
But I mean, they're both bad. But
deaf and
blind. But what you said's even worse because if he had tested positive before the game.
No, John doesn't know what he's reading. John's reading something.
Right. Bad eyes and bad ears. Okay. Quarantined in the doctor's office. Turner later he came back to the field to celebrate. He took down his mask and posed for a team photo on the field, and that triggered an investigation.
And if I'm Major League Baseball, I'm going, no wonder Manfred got drunk. I'm saying, thank God this happened when it did.
Oh, thank God they won.
Thank God they won.
There was going to be a Game 7?
And Rich.
When would it have been?
Rich, what's going on Tuesday? The election.
Oh, yeah.
So if I'm baseball.
That's what I forget.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you'll remember. If I'm baseball, I ain't doing. I might suspend him, whatever. I ain't doing anything at all because you got the biggest election of people's lifetimes coming up on Tuesday, and I ain't touching anything. If I'm baseball, and I might choose to punish Turner, and that's not what I'm not saying to punish him at all. What I'm saying is I ain't doing nothing right now. This investigation. I'm holding it all off. The season's over. The Dodgers won the World Series, and everyone's attention is going to focus on this election, and I ain't doing nothing.
Here's the only problem with all of that, Fred, and I understand your reasoning for it, and sure, is that according to the report that, and there, by the way, it's an investigation. It's always amazing how long these things take. There's people who were there. You can, it's easy to figure out what happened.
I'm dragging my feet.
But what they're saying happened yesterday is that they told him he wasn't allowed to leave. When he left, they had security people telling him he had to go back, and he, what was the term they used? Emphatically denied their request and stayed out in the field. So if you are going to try to do any kind of semblance or have any kind of respect by any players and try to get them to follow your rules, how do you not punish a guy who was told, like, I can't think of a bigger offense than a guy being told, you have COVID, don't go onto the field, and then going onto the field and sitting next to Dave Roberts, a dude who more than likely has an compromised immune system because of his battle with lymphoma. I mean, sat right next to him with his mask off in the photo.
Well, it's short of someone getting sick, seriously sick. Those guys are concentrating right now and celebrating the World Series, and the nation's eyes are going to turn to this election. And if I'm Major League Baseball, I'm not doing anything.
By the way,
I guess what I'm saying is that these rules mean nothing.
Well, they don't.
Because look what happened with the NFL.
Listen, it's a very unique circumstance where a team had just won a World Series and it was a celebration. And it's not like, I mean, I don't think anyone on the Dodgers is going to complain, short of if they're put on a ventilator. So, I mean, if
but
I'm
there
baseball,
there were also reporters there. There were the families of the people. It wasn't just the players.
I understand that, but I'm telling you that the way news cycles go, this is the time for something like that to happen.
Yeah, the investigation is over. The Dodgers had to all the rest of the Dodgers all had to take tests before they flew the next day. And Major League Baseball has already conducted their investigation. They've talked to everyone they need to talk to, and I think Fred's right here. They're going to sit on this until at least next Tuesday.
Of course.
Well, of course. I guess my point is that if you don't get punished for this, like if you at the beginning of the season had to write down what the like easiest thing to punish someone would be for, oh, all right, well, that's if someone was told they had COVID and then they ran onto the field jumping around and screaming with their mask off.
You'd they'll be like, punish oh, him, I... but they won't. They'll announce it. It's just as good as a Friday. It's 5 p.m. news dump. They'll announce it on Tuesday.
That's the way of baseball. And that's the way of all these things.
That's
they
the way
drag their feet until
it's
opportunistic.
They'll find them $100,000 Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah, right.
That's exactly what I do. I'd find them a couple $100,000 on
Tuesday at 3.
Tuesday at 7 when everyone's around their televisions right. Waiting for the election
results.
West
Coast, 7 o'clock. Sorry, we had to make sure it was at 4 on the West Coast.
I guess what I'm saying is that all of these leagues are proving to us that it's all a big sham. They don't care.
I mean, what do you want them to do?
They don't care about it.
There's nothing
I wanted
for them
to punish
to do.
The hell out of this guy.
Well, maybe they wanted
them to punish the Titans. I mean, the Titans were obviously breaking the rules. They were told not to practice after, you know, away from the facility, and it caused a major F up. You know how many teams were affected by that? Like, if I'm the Steelers, I'm BS about that.
I would be
to
too.
Get rid of my,
I would
my
be
bye
too.
Week.
But,
so it's
but
like
if I'm base-
you have to, you have
if
to
you
stand
ran
by
base-
what you say you're going to do.
But if you ran baseball, you would dump this news during the election too.
Oh, no question, but I would punish them.
Sure,
but I
don't
punish
care.
Them
yeah,
and announce
punishes,
it during the election. Oh, no
yeah,
question.
Sure, if they punish, they're going to punish him. They should punish him. He was irresponsible. I mean, they have to punish him. They told him not to do something, and he did it. They have to punish him. But I'm not announcing anything.
That picture that's going around of him sitting there smiling, sitting right next to Dave Roberts, is like Rob Manfred's nightmare scenario comes.
You led the Dodgers to a World Series victory.
He skates on all this. There's no Game 7 that he has to worry about. The season's over and the election's on Tuesday. He skates on all of this. This story is dead in the water.
They are so lucky that they won that game.
Yep, they are. Because
so
then it would have been a major deal. But yeah, he skated by. That's why he was drunk after the game. If you ask me, his body just completely relaxed.
What if it's a conspiracy? What if Major League Baseball actually like paid cash to yank Blake Snell?
Or maybe they invented the nerd like so long ago to come up with the plan.
The stat that would yank him, right?
Yeah, this goes back generations of people. They made Revenge of the Nerds and all that stuff. All right, Rich, what's coming up?
All right, well, there is a, if you didn't know, there's an underground TV show. As a matter of fact, I think this was something that they tried to sell to actual TV, but I don't think there were any takers. Rob Gronkowski has been making a television show that you might not even be aware of called The Gronks. And we have an episode for you, it's just as good as you think it is.
Oh, boy. Yeah, they kind of missed out on all this. All right, it didn't really take off like they thought. All right, we'll be right back.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Hey, it's Maz. Are you tired of small inconveniences that always turn into big headaches at home? Well, my friends at Rodenizer Home Services can make small fixes like repairing leaky faucets, adding or replacing electrical outlets and lights, or clearing slow drains that will provide big comfort for your home. And with over 10,000 five-star reviews, Rodenizer's expert technicians are just a call away and ready to fix those inconveniences at your home. Experience the difference with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today. That's Rodenizer Home Services. Nice people.
people, great service since 1928.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape. Bend the wrench. Bend the towel. More duct tape. A hammer. This random tube I found in the basement. Another bucket. More tape. A little more tape. Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.